The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah! Dear Lord.
Good morning. It is Monday, and the knives are out today on Daily Pop.
Yes.
The Kardashians are throwing shade. Meghan Markle's dad is slamming Oprah. And A-Rod is going to the extremes to make J-Lo jealous. Now, Morgan is out, so here with me today is Kim Whitley. Liliana Vasquez.
Hello.
And please welcome our fourth guest host, my hangover, Stanley.
Stanley!
He will be here all day.
Stanley
is my hangover. He will be lingering around the set all day.
All prayers to Stanley.
Stanley. Hilarious, Stanley.
Everybody, make way for Stanley today. Well, you guys, it was a hot weekend in Miami, but A-Rod may have kept it cool by throwing some shade. He is being accused of posting this pic with his ex-wife, Cynthia, to make Jennifer jealous. Now, things got a little more intimate in another post with Cynthia wrapping A-Rod's leg in ice. Yes, A-Rod's leg is named A-Lock.
Right.
He wrote, Cynthia is a world-class mommy to our girls. Wrapping ice, though, LOL. You guys.
Well, this is the thing. First of all, to post that, why are we posting the ice wrapping moment?
You know why.
Of course I know why. That is a straight setup. Really?
I hope Cynthia got paid extra for her stunt game because, and by the way, that's who I'm most embarrassed for.
Cynthia?
Cynthia. It's like, Cynthia, you know he came to use you to make J-Lo jealous to get her attention.
But why would J-Lo be jealous of, Cynthia's happily married. Why would J-Lo be jealous of Cynthia? I know that they had beef in the past, and it was messy because it was about the child. Do you remember this story?
Yes.
Because J-Lo got involved. She thought that Alex was playing way too much in child support to Cynthia.
Yes.
So she advised him to negotiate the child support down, and Cynthia was like, listen, we didn't have problems until J-Lo entered the picture. I don't think J-Lo's jealous about a married woman, happily married. By the way, her husband's very good looking. Wrapping A-Rod's leg.
By the way, why?
It's a stretch.
But, okay, this is the other thing. If Cynthia's happily married, what do you think her husband's thinking about her wrapping her ex-husband's leg with ice?
I mean, she's a fitness trainer.
Okay.
Come on,
fitness,
Liliana.
Fitness. No, no, no. First of all, why do you have to post it? You can wrap the leg.
Agreed.
We're at a point where we're posting wrapping the leg so someone can see it. We could have wrapped the leg and put the camera down.
Oh,
who was holding the camera?
Probably her husband.
No, he was not.
That's funny.
No, he was not.
Just saying.
You think J-Lo cares?
No. She is so unbothered, Justin.
Everybody's with their exes right now.
Yeah.
It's an ex thing.
It's an ex season.
Yeah, everyone's with their single exes.
Ooh.
Keeping it in the family, Meghan Markle's dad is at it again. Thomas Markle spoke with 60 Minutes Australia, and this time, he's not just talking about his estranged daughter. He pulled Gail's ex-bestie into the mess. Ooh, Stanley is coming out.
Stanley is coming.
Everything they're doing right now seems to be going against public opinion. The only person benefiting from this is Oprah Winfrey.
Do you think Oprah is exploiting Harry and Meghan?
Yes, I do. Now, I don't know if I get sued for that or not, but that's just my opinion. It seems to me that she's pushing it to get more and more out of it. I think she's patting herself on the back and making a lot of money on this. I think Harry's being put in a position where he's saying things he'll never be able to take back. That's a horrible thing. I'm not attacking Oprah, but I really think Oprah is taking advantage of Harry.
No, absolutely not. Say Oprah's name one more time, and I'm going to have to come over there and take care of you. Okay? I was like, it's all you kept saying. Matter of fact, your daughter doesn't even look like you. But, okay.
Is that your daughter?
Okay, is that your daughter? That's as good a DNA. Okay,
so. Where's Maury?
I know, Oprah does not need an interview to make her any more Oprah. Oprah is Oprah. And I think who else would we want to interview them but Oprah? You could argue with me all day long.
I think Stanley has something to say.
Stanley's going to argue with you on that one.
Stanley!
I don't think he was that far off. I think, yes, Oprah saw two golden geese sitting there ripe for the picking. She knew that somebody was going to get the story. She knew that somebody was going to get the $8 million. So I do agree that Oprah saw opportunity and seized it. I also think that Harry and Meghan saw an opportunity to do it with Oprah, one of the most beloved journalists ever, and use it as an opportunity to further their relationship with Harry and with Oprah.
They're also her neighbor. I mean, you have to,
they moved there for a reason.
I know, they could both be there for a reason, but you can't absolutely just say Oprah. I'm saying that they both got out of it, whatever that was.
This is a mutually beneficial arrangement. And for him to say that Meghan and Harry were taken advantage of or conned into something like this, Meghan and Harry are not dumb.
No.
They know how to play the press, how to control the press, who to go to in the press. I mean, Oprah was at the wedding. This is not somebody that they don't trust. And even though Oprah said, you know, no questions were off limits, the fact that she even said that...
Some questions were off limits.
Listen, we work in this business. We know how no questions are off limits, but then they slide you the list right before the interview, and they're like, don't ask anything on this list. So I think he's wrong. But by the way, I want to know, how much did he get paid for his 60 Minutes interview? Because you know he didn't do that for free.
No, I don't think he did it for free, but this is my problem. I have a hard time. Yes, Meghan is smart. Claire Undermarkle is smart as can be.
Oh, my God, Justin,
she is and I'm not going to say calculated because calculated gets a negative. I think she is cunning, and I think she is making
not a good word either.
What's a good word?
Strategic.
She's strategic.
She's strategic.
She's strategic because I don't think anything she's doing is wrong.
Right.
However, if you learn from celebrities' past, Madonna let her brother out of her eyesight, and he strayed away and wrote a book. Mariah Carey's siblings both have turned on her. Wouldn't you keep the one hot live wire that you have in your space close to you so you can control him? So you can say, look, you're here. Don't mess it up. That's why celebrity siblings never talk, because they're on the payroll and they don't want to mess up what they have. They don't want to get out of the
light. So what are you trying to say? The father's doing this so he can say, hey, give me a little bit of money and I'll stop talking?
No, I think
but he went to Oprah's gate, the guard gate, and left a note.
That's crazy.
He's crazy. And guess what? I got a crazy sister. And guess what? I'm not letting her go anywhere. She's going to stay next to me the whole time.
Meghan is playing defense on this. I think she's like, let him run wild and show the rest of the world that he's crazy so she doesn't have to prove it. So she's letting him kind of dig his own grave because nothing that he says we take really seriously.
That's true. It's kind of like what Robin Gibbons did for Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Stanley is not the only shady one here today, honey.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? Sometimes you need to let crazy run its course, and you just sit back, you watch it, you make no comment, you play the press, you're like, I feel bad for him, and that's all you do.
You know what? You might be right.
Absolutely right. I think he needs to go ahead and take several seats. If you want to see your grandkids, he needs to sit back, relax, try to slide back in, get them a note or something
There's going to be no Grandparents' Day for him.
I'm just saying, he's doing too much. When you go to 60 Minutes, where he got paid, he got paid to do this interview, and he's saying things that he has had no contact. He doesn't know anything.
Right.
He knows as much about Meghan and Harry as we do.
I think we probably know.
We might know more.
Exactly. And he's just talking.
Can we get to some happy news?
Yes, please.
Please.
Allegedly, we've heard Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton may have secretly gotten married. They were spotted over the weekend, and if you take a close look at Gwen's hand, you can see what looks like a wedding band with her engagement ring.
that's the
picture they gave us.
That's
now,
ridiculous.
There's been a lot of hype around that wedding and about this engagement. Mm-hmm. Do you think these two would secretly do it?
The only reason I say yes is because of the pandemic and COVID. Mm-hmm. If I'm waiting to marry my boo for so long and I'm planning, I got a dress and I got this and that, life is short. And you're seeing all these people die. Sometimes you say, you know what? Life is short. I'm at a certain age. Let's just get married. We love each other. And clearly they love each other. They could have got married. We could have a big party later. We can do the wedding later. I said they got married.
And didn't, when they first got engaged back in October, didn't Gwen post something or do an interview when she was like, what took him so damn long?
Yeah.
Didn't she express that? So I feel like if she waited that long for the engagement, once you're engaged, by the way, they spent all of COVID together in Oklahoma. Gwen Stefani left California. She is a SoCal girl. She left Cali to live in Oklahoma with her one true love.
That's some love.
You know
right
what I'm
there.
Saying? They built a chapel on the property in Oklahoma. It makes sense that they would have had a quiet wedding, family only, and then they'll celebrate later.
There's two things that's maybe a little wrong with that.
Is it Stanley or Justin?
This is Justin.
Okay.
First off, rule of thumb is the wedding always mimics the relationship. And if the relationship was in our face since day one, uh-huh. Oh my God, look at us, look at us, look at us, which I get, it's not a bad thing. The wedding's gonna be the same way. Now, if the couple was low key and didn't want anybody to know they were dating or engaged, that's how the wedding was gonna go. Look at Jennifer Lawrence and her fiance. Mm-hmm. We didn't know much about their relationship.
Yeah.
We don't know much about their wedding.
Okay.
This is gonna be a big to do.
Okay,
The second thing is, didn't this woman get an annulment?
From Gavin?
From Gavin.
I think you might be right.
She got an annulment from her husband, not so she can quietly marry the love of her life.
She
got an annulment so she can get back in a white dress and not catch on fire. Okay? Like, if I'm calling the Pope, if I'm going to the Vatican to get this annulment, you best believe everyone's going to see me in this scenario. And the bonus, this is from Stanley, Gwen Stefani is one of Gwen Stefani is one of the most fashion-forward people ever.
Okay.
Do you know how much a designer will pay her to wear a wedding dress?
Okay, so let's take Stanley's observation one step further.
Stanley.
That was a really good observation.
Stanley likes money.
No, I know.
And apparently tequila.
Could there be a Netflix documentary in the works for these two?
No.
Okay.
There's too much cachet around this. It's gonna be a Vanity Fair, 17-page spread, three wedding gowns in Oklahoma, on the ranch.
On the farm.
John Galliano dress with the Gucci.
Okay,
it's gonna
all
be
right,
this
you might have changed my opinion. You might
Stanley
have changed.
Did.
Stanley might have taken a turn and convinced me that
know.
You're right.
By the way, Stanley can't talk right now, but what Stanley can do is convince somebody, okay? He is here to play. Coming up, secrets from the Bachelorettes. Tayshia and Caitlin, they're telling us all about how they really feel about things getting dirty this season. Plus, Ludacris is caught with his pants down. Where was I? The prank you have to see next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Luda isn't just a superstar, he is an evil mastermind. Check out what he did to Liliana during their interview for the new Fast and Furious movie.
First of all,
Chris, it's so good to see you and have you on Daily Pop. I got warmed up for the interview by listening to your playlist on Spotify. You're amazing in this film. I can't wait to talk about it.
Thank you. Thank you. Quick question. This is only from the waist up, right? You can't see anything else?
Yeah, no. I can't see you anything below the waist.
Okay, all good. Give me one second. I want to get some water real quick.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, I'm back.
Give me that in slow motion. Oh my God, I need a frame by frame.
Why are you on the floor?
Because I'm trying to get a closer look, okay? Let's say you do.
By the way, Justin.
Sylvester, what's his name? Stanley.
Stanley.
This is when you know Stanley's at work. He was like, Leon, Liliana.
I was like, who's that?
Who's for Leon?
Wait, look at my face.
Look at his face.
I was like, is this for real? By the way, Justin, how jealous are you that I did this interview and he did not show you his pantless
By the
bonds.
Way, I'm actually grateful because I would be in HR right now if that was me, honey. It would have turned into a whole different interview.
I love
the F and F9 would have stand for something else. Let's just be all the way real.
Yes,
thank you.
Listen, I'm telling you, I was listening to Pimpin' All Over the World, like getting ready for this interview, and then I was like, oh no, Luda just showed up in my interview. Not Chris Bridges. Luda.
Right, and that's why I said Luda has gone, he is an actor now.
He's an actor. He is so good in Fast and Furious 9. You'll have to. It might be his best Fast and Furious movie yet.
Oh, that would have been my face too.
Nice legs,
by the way, it must have been hot in Atlanta. He was in Atlanta. Was it hot? There you go.
Hot in Atlanta.
Listen.
Luda, I didn't know your legs look like that, Luda. Holla at your girl.
Let me holler at this break so we can move on. The Fast and the Furious 9 hits theaters June 25th. Here is another awkward moment between Emily Ratajkowski and Amy Schumer. They appear together at the Tribeca Film Festival, and Emily criticized the comedy This Is 40, which was directed by Amy's friend Judd Apatow. Now, Emily got into how Megan Fox's character was treated so badly and said the film wasn't aging well. Amy laughed it off, and how would you handle that if you were Amy and someone criticized your friend's film?
First of all, this was at a certain time when we were making films. You know, why is she criticizing? You have to, this is the thing, the cancel culture. We're taking away history and things that were at that time. There were prostitutes, still prostitutes. I just went past a couple of them on Western today.
Yes.
Real life is real life.
By the way, you should have honked at me. I needed a ride here.
Exactly. I saw Stanley out there with a crop top on and Luda shorts.
Oh, that's who showed up during the commercial break. Okay, got it. Y'all don't get him in the show. You only get Stanley in the commercial breaks.
I think the truth is this. I played a lot of prostitutes. Did I sit there? Yes, honey, that's my career. And if another role of a prostitute came by, let me tell you something. Yes, and thank you. Because there are real-life characters that we want to erase, but these are real people.
100%.
So let's tell the real story. I mean, then we're going to take away Pretty Woman? Are we going to take away a classic like that? There's certain things, even, I'm going to say this, and I might get some flack. How are they taking away Gone with the Wind? I get it. But you're taking away a classic that is historic. So the children that come up through this now won't even see that. You have to know where you've been to know where you're going.
Exactly. Yes. And that's how I always feel.
Yes, Cam! She
came
right.
to play today, okay? Oh, she came for that rate.
That was a certain. I like that.
No, I totally agree with you. And I go back and I think about, you know, how gay parts have evolved over the years. Yes. We're not just dying of HIV. We're not just a funny friend who comes in for 2 seconds and leave. We're the leading men now. And I do believe that you have to go back and you have to see it to just know how far you've come. That is true. It's just so interesting that Amy Schumer had to sit there and laugh it off because it was her friend, and I think she actually handled it pretty well. And this is a testament to what I tell people all the time. We can respect each other and not have the same opinion and still be on the same stage.
I also think that that just wasn't the right forum to have a full discussion about a movie, quote unquote, not aging well. You know, I think to what your point was, you know, to just cancel movies and take them away is, to me, lazy. I think what we need to do is create conversation that gives context to those films and explains why those decisions were made in that time. So we're not only just watching something, we're learning from the past, like Kim said. But I think Amy did an amazing job because the forum that they were in that moment was not the place for her to defend Judd, to defend comedy. Because think about some of these classic movies. Like, I love 16 Candles. And I brought it up the other day, and someone was like, oh, don't bring up 16 Candles. I was like, what's wrong with 16 Candles? And they gave me a whole...
Oh, I just watched it the other day, and I did say, I said, how does this movie get away with it? But at the time, I loved it. But now I look at it, and I'm like, oh, wow, different time. They got the girl drunk. She's in the car.
Yes.
I was like, ooh, this is bad.
And I was like, you know, I haven't seen it in so long. So to watch it through, like, eyes now as a woman is very different than when I watched it in high school. But I'm glad that we had that conversation. It's just that I don't think we should be erasing these movies from our library because it's important to talk about.
Well, Stanley's here now.
Oh, no.
And It's very interesting because I noticed when Blurred Lines came out, how Emily Ratajkowski said she felt empowered. She felt like she was on top of the world doing that scene, doing that video. And can you imagine if somebody was like, we need to cancel that? Like, I'm sure there were people protesting that whole video,
but
you can't take away. Maybe Megan Fox was like, yes, I'm gonna own this because I know girls who worked in this profession.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's happening.
Absolutely.
The new Bachelorette co-host, Tayshia, let me put on my glasses. Stanley's gone. And Caitlin are telling us everything we need to know about this season. They're talking shirtless men, mud wrestling, and what it was like behind the scenes for a change.
Right here. I feel like every day I was shocked at what was going on.
Oh my God!
Go get him.
Oh.
I don't think we really knew our role immediately just because they wanted some mentors to come in and women who've been in Katie's position. I think we just went day by day as the show went on of what our involvement was and how we were gonna do it. And we came and did it our own way and had so much fun doing it.
She did not.
We were eating popcorn that's so literally genuinely us, and we was like, this is so good. Like, we asked for a bottle of that. But it's so nice that the drama is not on us anymore. It's more of like,
we're helping navigate
that. Yeah, we're just helping figure it out.
So what do they think of all the sex talk?
Are you naked?
I can come back another time.
Can someone just tell me when fantasy suites are, please?
We weren't there for that part, thankfully, they closed the doors at that point. But I think that Katie really owns her sex positivity, and I think she does it in a really professional way, in a really classy way, to the point where, you know, the guys actually really respect it and they embrace that part about her. And I think it takes somebody that's going to embrace that to really stand out to her, and a lot of them do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're not going to want to miss what happens tonight on ABC.
Cowboy up!
Men, no shirts, jeans, and mud.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure you're all gonna be tuning in. Okay, great. Yeah, believe me, we were just like staring at all the close details with our, like,
what were you looking at? I was looking at the horsey.
Oh, okay.
Emily Corrin tells us how she landed the role of Princess Diana, and Curtis Stone is here to cook something to help this hangover. We'll be right back with more Stanley.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS. Or play online via Facebook games.
If you still haven't bought a Father's Day gift for the dad in your life, how about showing him some love with a sweet treat? Here to show us a dish he loves to make with his own sons is Chef Curtis Stone. Welcome to Daily Pop.
Welcome. All right, now you have two boys with your wife, actress Lindsay Price. Now, do you let them handle all the cooking on Father's Day, or
I do.
They don't even try it. They like forget all that.
No, my wife, she's a good cook. She does do a little bit, not a ton, but when she does cook, it's always pretty good.
Oh, pretty good.
Okay, so we've got a lot of ingredients here, but what are we making?
Well, I'm gonna let you guess that because
I'm
doing a show right now called Crime Scene Kitchen.
Okay.
And the contestants have to try and figure out what they're supposed to be baking when they see the clues. So look around, look at the ingredients.
I already know. Pancake, oatmeal on top of a pancake.
You might be right. You might be wrong.
Like oatmeal pancake?
Is that
really what it is?
All right, Kim.
I'm going to go with Kim's answer.
Wait, is this an Australian dessert?
Yes, it is.
Okay, kangaroo hoof.
All right, let's go.
Let's hope that's not the dessert. Okay, take the hot water, pour it into the baking soda.
Okay,
you'll hear that sizzle or hiss and do its thing. Then pick up the butter, put that into the pan, all of it.
All of it?
All
Whoa.
Of it.
Okay, all of it.
You
all
can,
of it.
You can keep guessing. You can,
okay. I think it's definitely a cookie.
Oh, no, wait.
Three tablespoons of this golden syrup.
Wrong.
Okay.
Oh, put that in the pan.
Put that in the pan. Oh,
okay,
goodness.
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, got it. Next, what's up?
So 3 tablespoons of the golden syrup.
Okay,
golden syrup. So in our show, they have to try and guess what was baked in the crime scene kitchen.
Okay.
And then they have to bake it.
I think it's an oatmeal. Muffins!
It's an oatmeal pancake cookie.
Oh, you're getting warmer.
Okay.
You're getting warmer. Okay, so the butter and the syrup go in together. Then we take, 3 tablespoons you're looking for.
Okay, got it.
You can free pour. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Into the dry ingredients, you have flour.
Uh-huh.
Put your oats in there.
Oh, my oats. Oh,
put your
dried, oatmeal cookie.
It's a muffin. I see what's happening. Fly in here.
Dried coconut and then your sugar.
And all the sugar.
You dump it all in.
Oh, all that sugar. Wait, I'm sorry. All the sugar
all
goes in
there? All that sugar. Yep. Yes,
it's a sugary dessert.
Sugar. So this is a clue.
Stir it.
What has a lot of sugar? What has a lot of butter?
Okay.
A little mix. A cake.
Well, you might have already guessed it. You got it right. It was a cookie.
Oh.
We're making a cookie.
Yay!
Well done.
I love a cookie. Okay. So
she won the prize?
She's won the prize. Show?
Okay, so once the dry ingredients are all combined, what then, do you do with those?
Then you can come back here to your wet ingredients, which is the syrup and the butter. You stir those together. Now, what we're making, you guys, is an Anzac cookie.
What's it called?
It's called an Anzac cookie.
Is that Australian?
It is an Aussie cookie.
Oh, it's an Aussie cookie. What's the difference between an Aussie cookie and an American cookie?
Well, this cookie was actually sent to our soldiers during the Second World War by the people that were still at home, and it stands for the ANZAC, Australian and New Zealand Army Corps. So this was sort of our national cookie.
Okay.
And it's really, really delicious. Oh. Once the butter has melted with the syrup,
yes.
You can pick up your little pan, bring it over here, pour it into your water and your baking soda.
Okay.
Right? So get
I've
all that
in
there.
I've never made a cookie like this.
Okay,
or
wait.
You just wait.
Now you just pour this in
okay.
there.
Okay, next.
Okay.
But you said this was sent to the troops now. What were you
saying? It was sent to the troops. And in Australia, we've got all sorts of beautiful food, but this is one we really cherish.
Okay.
Then you take that wet liquid and you pour it into your dry mix.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. And then, it's okay if it's still warm, right? You don't need to let it come to
room
temperature.
You want it to be still warm.
Okay.
You start stirring it. You can see what I'm doing here. You just stir around.
Is it okay if I'm using a whisk?
You can use your hands. You can do anything you want to do. Don't you worry. That's
By
okay.
the way,
get
we're cooking
there.
With Curtis Stone cookware.
Yes,
usually it's
we
just
are.
Generic, but
that's
these
right.
have Curtis's name all over them.
We do.
Very
the
fancy.
Pans, the whole lot.
Everything.
Wait,
okay.
Curtis, could you tell us about your partnership with Australian Tourism while we're cooking?
Well, listen.
I want to know about it.
Obviously, right now with the pandemic, everything's been closed down. Travel's not an option. But in Australia, we've got a super vibrant food scene, and we can't wait to welcome everyone back
Aww.
Into Australia.
Oh.
I was down there filming a show called Field Trip, exploring the beautiful wine. And, you know, the food of Australia really is special.
Okay.
And so, look, here we go.
Look at this.
Now I take my cookie. Now what?
I'm
take
good.
Your cookies.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Get that little scoop.
You've yep.
got to
okay.
bend down and pick up that sheet tray underneath.
Got it.
Got
and
it.
Then you scoop these straight uh-huh. onto your sheet pan like
nice.
This.
Nice.
You're going to bake them in an oven at like 350 degrees for about
oh,
9 to 10
is.
Minutes. Very,
that's
very
what,
simple.
This is so cute. Okay, now should we,
thing.
Can we, now,
You're
with the magic of TV.
Yep. Okay, so now bend down. This is what you were supposed
okay.
to make.
Here we go, y'all.
So
the best part of the food demo is
go
getting
ahead
to
and
eat.
Reveal. That's what your cookies look like.
Whoa!
So if we were on the crime
look
scene
how fast
kitchen
I did that.
Right now, this would be our big reveal, and you'd be like, "Did I make the right?"
Okay.
Thing? Oh my God!
These cookies are so good.
No!
Good, Curtis.
This is fantastic.
Thank
I
you
won.
For being here, you guys. And don't forget, you can watch Curtis on Crime Scene Kitchen weekdays mm-hmm. on Fox. Up next, guess what? We're hanging with the Kardashians, and the sisters are throwing some major shade. Plus, how Kendall managed to keep her romance with Devin Booker on the down low for a year. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Daily Pop. Let's get into the Hollywood Minute. Emma Corrin is revealing the surprising way she landed the role of Princess Diana on The Crown. She, along with Bridgerton's Regé Jean Page, appears on the new season of Variety's Actors on Actors, premiering Friday on PBS. Emma says she was originally brought on as a reader to help cast Camilla.
I wasn't an audition, like I was being paid to be there and I wasn't going to be on camera. I worked on The Voice with my mom, who's a speech therapist. So we got The Voice sort of down and then learned the lines and I watched the documentary.
Wow. Speaking of royals, don't mess with Queen Elizabeth. She was snapped at a recent luncheon using a sword to cut a cake. When told there was a knife available, she said, "I know there is. This is something that is more unusual." Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker celebrate 1 year of dating, sharing photos from a trip and writing on his Instagram story, 365 days, 52 weeks, 1 year. Now, here's the question we all want to know. How did they keep this relationship so quiet?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to need y'all to take this
really?
One.
Really?
Ooh, this hangover is not playing today, honey.
You are too much.
Oh, my God. I always said, though, if celebrities wanted to keep their relationship quiet, they can.
Absolutely.
You're talking about a woman from one of the most famous families in the world who's not only always photographed, but always on camera. She kept this one private and secret.
I don't know how she did it, but it took some work.
Because she just didn't share it to Instagram. It's real easy. Just don't hit post.
Exactly.
Well, the paparazzi absolutely is everywhere also.
But here's the thing. Where are they going? When you see them on trips, they're like in remote locations. They're like in Utah. They're on some random lake in Arizona. They're not like in Saint-Tropez, in Capri, like on the Amalfi Coast. I think it's privacy is important to her. It must be important to him. And they keep it pretty tight. Mm-hmm. I respect that a lot.
Privacy and not using that uterus. You know something I'm really going to miss about Keeping Up with the Kardashians are those clapbacks. We were exclusively on set with the Kardashians for their reunion and got the ladies to rate some of their shadiest moments ever.
1 through 10.
And 10 is bad.
10 is the best. Good.
I'm not buying a pair of shoes. I bought her a career.
That was a
I would
good
rate
one.
That a...
8 or a 9.
An 8 or a 9.
Okay.
7.5.
My diamond earring came up in the ocean and it's gone.
There's people that are dying.
Courtney.
I got a lot of pickup.
That was the top 10.
It was an iconic.
Courtney. See, I would say 6.
No.
6.
Chloe loves to underrate my iconic line.
Oh, well, give 7. It a 10, Court. A 10.
Oh. Thanks,
I'm still talking
good.
About
right?
it all these
exactly.
seasons later.
Exactly, Chris.
It's a 10.
Because money doesn't grow on trees.
Yes, it does. It's paper.
Doll, and that is like a good, you know what I like?
I was 9 years old.
That's a 9. That's a 10. For 9 years old.
At 9 years old, you get it.
Yeah.
I'll give you a 9 for 9.
Say that maybe if you had a business that you were passionate about, then you would know what it takes to run a business, but you don't.
That was a top 10. I think that was like a 7.
I can do an 8.
Okay. That was whatever to me.
Yeah. Whatever.
I've heard better from him.
Yeah.
The fact that they are still speaking after that clapback is a whole nother situation. Yeah. But don't forget to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, The Final Curtain, hosted by Andy Cohen. Part 1 airs this Thursday at 8 p.m. only on E! Coming up, we're getting the inside scoop on the finale from one of the stars of Handmaid's Tale right here in this studio. Blessed be the fruit. It's about to get crazy. Don't go anywhere. You know her as your favorite one-eyed handmaid Janine in The Handmaid's Tale. Please welcome one of my favorite actresses on TV today, Madeline Brewer, everybody.
Thank you.
I have not fangirled over someone this hard.
Really?
I'm embarrassed at myself.
I love it, personally.
First of all, I feel like Janine almost dies every other season.
She's like a cat with 9 lives, mm-hmm. I know.
Do you ever read the script and say, oh my God, this is it for me, I'm done, I'm getting fired?
I mean, that is the thing I say about being on The Handmaid's Tale, is like there's no real job security. You really never know what's gonna happen. But I would like to think that they'd let me know, like they'd give me a heads up. And I did know this season that I would be taking a break for a couple episodes. Bruce Miller told us, or told me at least, something was happening. And so I knew I'd be coming back, but I didn't know I was going out the way I went out at the end of episode 5.
Has there ever been anything like, you know, when you're on the set and you're in the scene, even looking at this picture, that you were afraid or it helped the scene, it helped you?
Yeah, that's the crazy thing about the show, really. We shoot on location a lot. We don't do a ton of studio stuff, and especially like for The Handmaids. And I mean, you're the environment. It's just, you're so surrounded
sucked
by it.
In.
You're just sucked right in. Yeah, so And you know, to see a sea of red walking or like a sea of blue, it's just, it's really intense. it just puts you right in the moment.
Do you ever have to like go on a vacation to decompress from the intensity of what is, because I would need to go on a vacation maybe after every take.
Yeah.
So, do you ever feel like you need to escape?
Well, Janine's just kind of on vacation.
Yes, constantly.
That's actually true. So, but yeah, no, there is that feeling of like, I do go home and I decompress, I take a bath, I watch Bob's Burgers. I just kind of let my brain.
Now, speaking, because we don't have much time and I need to know everything. The season finale is Wednesday.
Oh my God.
What is there anything that you can tell us that so I can be ready so I won't pass out? Is there anything? Like, should I run away at a commercial break or what should I do?
Oh, I think you might need to stay. If you blink, you'll miss something. That's how I feel about the finale. I mean, it's really intense. And, I got nothing. I got nothing.
There's a sniper.
There's a sniper over here, ready for her to do something.
I have to say, one of the most impressive things about this season is Elizabeth Moss getting into the director's chair. Yeah. And one of the most powerful episodes of the season, I had to actually wait until the credits ended to see who directed it. And it was Elizabeth. Yeah. It was her first time directing. Mm-hmm. What was it like being directed by someone who you see as a sister?
Right, yeah, it's, that was so great because that was episode 3. That was the episode when Nina and Bahia, Alma and Brianna, their characters, they depart.
It's crazy.
And it was very upsetting, but we had this feeling of like, I think Nina said it, when Lizzie directs, we all direct. Because she's just like, what are you guys feeling? What do you want, like, how do you feel about this scene? What are you talking about it, collaborating, showing us her storyboards and everything. It was really, we felt a part of the process, especially for them, you know, dying in that episode. It was like, we were all together. We all felt really, it felt really collaborative. But, and also Lizzie knows these characters so well. She knows the show so well. She loves all the characters so much that it just felt like, it was just, it was very special.
Aww.
Yeah.
I love that. I just, you know, I love it. The show is phenomenal. If you guys aren't caught up, please catch up because we're going to spoil it all tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for giving us another season. Because that's the other thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming back.
It's coming back.
It's coming back. So thank you that we got that.
That's right.
For sure.
The season finale on Wednesday. Let me say it. Go ahead.
No, no. Say it. I love it.
Oh, on Hulu, right?
Yes. That's right. Everybody catch it. After the break, would Zooey Deschanel pick her boyfriend, Jonathan Scott, on the celebrity dating game? What she just told us about her man, that is next.
You're watching Daily Pop during American Express Membership Week. Get more when you're with Amex.
Honey, stars like Iggy Azalea, Taye Diggs, and Carmen Electra are deleting their dating apps and looking for love the old-fashioned way. We got the deets from Zooey Deschanel and Michael Bolton. Yes, I am hungover. Who are playing matchmaker as the host of the celebrity dating game reboot.
Oh, God. We're going to guide these contestants and this famous person as they search for a special connection.
Of love.
Who knows how it's going to go?
Well, we know how it would go if Zooey Deschanel's boyfriend, Jonathan Scott, was on the other side of that wall.
100% yes. 100% yes. I would definitely pick him. He checks all the boxes. We just have so much fun together. Yeah.
While Zooey feels confident she'd choose her man, Michael's not so sure he could handle the heat.
I, for one, would love to put Michael in the hot seat.
Fry me. I don't know if I have enough time to think about it seriously, whether I would have the stomach to be on in the hot seat.
Bachelor number one, what is your shoe size?
12, wide.
15.
I pick you. I had to tell a lot of people they weren't allowed to choose Michael. And I'm like, you can't date him.
Oh my God. Nice. If I wasn't so hungover, I would tell you how much I love Nicole Byer.
Oh, yeah. She's
I'm struggling
out of control.
Here.
Take off those sunglasses.
I can't, you guys. The light is killing me. The light is killing me. Liliana, I'm gonna need you to take this tag.
There it is.
Celebrity dating game premieres tonight on ABC. I'm gonna charge Stanley for that read.
Right.
Coming up, our new interview with James Corden, his big warning about carpool karaoke. That's next, but I don't know if Justin will make it to the next break.
No.
I think it's over now.
Stanley is truly here.
Is he?
I'm struggling, y'all.
Wait.
Jose, there we go. Oh. Okay, James Corden, sorry, y'all. I don't know where Justin Sylvester went. I don't know where he is, but I do know where James Corden is. He's back in the theaters as Peter Rabbit, and we can't wait for new episodes of Carpool Karaoke. And the stars might want to think twice before letting James take the wheel. Justin?
I haven't been in a proper courtroom with a jury. I've only ever been in one when I got banned from driving. I got pulled over speeding, and I represented myself in court. That was 20 years ago. So, and it was just the one. So, listen, anybody who gets in the car with me works out pretty quickly what a terrible driver I am. So, luckily, it's all pretty secure and safe.
While we wait for the return of Carpool Karaoke, you can hear James back on the big screen in Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway.
Are you Peter?
That depends who's asking.
At some point, the world is going to reopen, and movie theaters will reopen. And a film like Peter Rabbit 2, it's right there for everybody, and people are gonna need movies like that.
The sequel, in theaters now, also stars Rose Byrne, who just celebrated the 10-year anniversary of Bridesmaids.
You have to meet Helen. You're so pretty.
You're so cute. Did you come from work?
It's such a beloved part of my life. I just love that experience. I'm still friendly with the girls. Like, we're in touch, and I wish we could all just have a reunion at a coffee shop or a bar or something. We had such a lovely time, and I can't believe it's been 10 years.
Oh, I love James Corden.
Yes.
Thanks for coming back.
I feel much better. I'm definitely going to have to buy the maintenance people some Father's Day gifts
this year. Live television.
You got to roll with the punches, Kim.
Okay, all right, roll with the punches.
Ooh. Are you coming for me?
No, I'm not coming for you. I was just, you know, I enjoyed James Corden, and I enjoyed the Bridesmaids thing. And I'm trying to do television here.
Oh, wow. I'll see you after the show.
Okay,
I'll
children.
I'll see you after
okay.
the show.
No,
okay,
you won't.
Okay.
I'll see you after
you're
the show.
Mom
somewhere.
And Dad need to take a break.
You heard the stage manager say. What did Gary say? He said, come on back after break. Where were you?
Well, Gary, what did you say after that when Kim started running her mouth? You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Here is a name we haven't heard in a while, Laura Flynn Boyle. After more than 5 years away, she's coming back to the big screen. But she's a little behind the times. Laura tells The Hollywood Reporter she doesn't have a computer or a smartphone, no social media, and claims she doesn't even know how to Google. She claims she has a team that does things like Google for her. I don't know if Laura Flynn Boyle has the cash to have people Google for her.
That's a full-time job.
That's
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, nonstop.
Well, it depends on how much you want to know.
True, you could just live in like oblivion and bliss and just not know anything about anything.
Right, well, some people live like this. Sometimes people, you know, they don't want the internet. I have friends have no internet. They don't want any electronics. They turn off things after 8. There's a lot of
shout out to your Amish friends. shout out to your homies in the Amish community.
Pennsylvania!
But
now, these are people, I'm talking about some big stars that, you know, they're worried about there's a whole lot.
They lie, because, boo, your big star friends
not
are
true.
Not using MapQuest.
Doesn't Bill Murray use an answering machine? And isn't that how you book Bill Murray on your show? You have to call, like, a number.
There's a lot of people that don't want to deal with the, I don't know, the rays, the radiation, the FBI listening to them. I don't know. It's a lot.
That's
I don't care.
Who are you friends with? And what kind of illegal activities are they doing?
Absolutely. I tell Alexa, I said, look, what you just heard, I need you to erase that.
You know what I want to know about illegal activity? What illegal activities were you doing yesterday that got us Stanley on this show today?
Yeah. Oh, honey.
What
just
were you
go
doing?
Look at
what
my
were
Instagram.
You doing?
Justin A. Sylvester will tell you. Tomorrow, we've got more exclusives with the Kardashians. Plus, Mike Johnson is here to break down all the drama on tonight's Bachelorette. Kim is excited. And our brand new interview with the best Chris in the world, Pratt. He's revealing his wife's, Catherine's, weakness. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30. And join us every weekday at 11 on E!
Follow you deleted David all the stories from yesterday. They're
yeah.
all gone!
Yeah,
because
y'all
there's
knows
nothing!
The
this is from this morning!
You are about to lose your job!
Yes, he is!